You're listening to Rodney's Last Message, a Stargate Atlantis story written by Speranza, read by Sef, S-E-F. Rodney's Last Message. When they finally got the damn thing open, McKay practically fell through the jagged crack John had made in the door. He was pale and sweating profusely, damp hair plastered to his forehead. His laptop was tightly nestled in the crook of one arm. Instantly, Beckett was at his side, pulling him through and kind of holding him up.
"Okay, so," McKay said breathlessly, "that didn't take long, did it? How long was that? Maybe 30, 40 years?"
Elizabeth's voice was calm and relieved. "It was a trap, Rodney." McKay rolled his eyes.
"Yeah, you think?"
But Elizabeth refused to be baited. It was, John supposed, one of her best qualities as a commander. "I mean that the door was designed to be one way. It wasn't ever supposed to open again." McKay looked over at Zelenka.
"So what'd you do? Analyze the material? Look for a structural defect?"
Zelenka shrugged.
"That was Plan A, yes. I was working along those lines. As a Plan B, Major Shepard kept trying bigger and bigger guns."
John grinned as he hoisted up the Abbott air cannon.
"She's a beaut, ain't she?"
"Yes," McKay replied fervently.
"Yes, she is."
Beckett tugged gently at McKay's arm.
"Let's go to the infirmary. I want to have a wee look at your vitals and fluids."
"Yeah, okay," McKay said, and then he twisted back unexpectedly and looked at John.
"Hey, do me a favor, will you? Don't check your email for a while.
He licked his lips.
"I got pretty worked up in there, and I might have said some things that I..."
John waved the Abbott magnanimously.
"Sure, no problem. I understand perfectly. Been there myself."
Rodney looked relieved.
"I'm going to wipe the server in a bit. That'll be phase two of me pretending this terrible day never happened."
"Good idea," John said, and he stood there calmly until Beckett had taken McKay off to the infirmary. Then he ran to check his email. There he found 21 email messages from Dr. Rodney McKay. Most were sent to Atlantis All. The first, at time 16:39, was blithely marked with a single urgent marker. Subject line said,
"Help!"
The second message, at 16:41, had the maximum 3-level urgency and read,
"Help! Seriously?"
The next 6 messages to Atlantis All were extremely urgent, and the subject lines read, 1643,
"Where the fuck are you people?"
1649,
"Help!"
1650,
"Help!"
1653,
"You incompetent morons!"
1654.
"Okay, I always knew I would die in a stupid..."
1659.
"And furthermore..."
The 9th message was directed to Major J. Shepard, and was sent at 1702. Subject line, "Please, please check your email." 1710 to Atlantis All. Things you need to know if I die. 1722. Things you need to know if I die, too. 1734. Things you need to know if I die, 3. At 1735, he returned to addressing Major J. Shepherd. Christ, where are you? 1739. Also to Major J. Shepherd. I hear banging. Is that you? The next 6 messages are to Atlantis Hall. 1741. I hear banging. Is that you guys? 1743. Oh, thank God! 1758. Subject line. Re. Things you need to know if I die too. 1805. I did mention that there's no air in here, didn't I? 1821. What the fuck is taking so long? 1825. The last message to Atlantis Hall. My laptop battery is dying. The 21st message. No urgency markers. To Major J. Shepherd. Time, 1827. Subject. You're not going to make it in time, are you? John scrolled down the list of email subject lines. It seemed funny now that Rodney was okay, and quickly saved them onto his hard drive. These were too good to be destroyed in a server wipe. Then he paused and glanced at the messages directed specifically to him. A haranguing plea to check his email, an excited burst of encouragement as Rodney heard the first of the big guns, and then Rodney's last message. He opened it. From Dr. Rodney McKay to Major J. Shepherd. Subject, you're not going to make it in time, are you? Time sent, 1827. I don't know why I was so sure you would get here in time. Probably because you always do. Just my luck that I'm the one to break your streak. I'm trying not to breathe very much. I'm sorry about all the messages. Typing calms me down. It makes it seem a lot less like I'm trapped in a tiny space without oxygen. But the laptop battery is dying too. I would have brought my spare, except I didn't think I was going anywhere. What if this is the last thing you ever hear from me? I guess I want you to know that I really liked knowing you. You were never the kind of guy I thought would be my friend, except you were. Guys like you used to patronize guys like me, despite the fact that guys like me are world smarter and ultimately more valuable to the national and global economy than you. Still, it hurt, though. But you weren't like that at all, and I really appreciate it. I did sometimes wonder how much you really liked me, because it's not like you have a lot of choice out here. Still, though, you never acted like I was third best friend material, which I appreciate. I guess I should say that I liked you a lot. More than is worth saying if I never get out of here, and more than I want to say if I do. So leave it at that. I really liked you. I hope you liked me even a bit as much as you pretended to. Let's leave it at that.
I hope that people don't remember me as too much of an asshole. I tried really hard and did my best. Tell everyone I'm sorry, and I wish them all luck. Love, Rodney.
John sat back in his chair. All the fun had gone out of him. It hadn't been at all fun, reading Rodney's last message. Rodney had thought he was dying. The messages on the server began to pop out of existence one by one. Rodney must have been given a clean bill of health and gotten himself onto the server first thing. John had a moment of panic over the disappearing messages until he remembered that he had them all saved. Still, it was weird to watch them disappear.
What the fuck is taking so long?
My laptop battery is dying.
You're not going to make it in time, are you?
He had, though. Rodney wasn't dead, and John hadn't broken his streak. Still, was that the whole thing? Was that everything? John let his head roll back and stared up at the ceiling, Rodney's last message rolling around in his head. He'd written so much and yet said so little. Let's leave it at that.
Let's leave what where exactly?
He was still sitting like that when there was a knock at the door.
Yeah, John called. Come in.
And he wasn't at all surprised to find that it was Rodney.
Hey,
Rodney said, looking nervously at the desk. It was only then that John remembered the open laptop.
You didn't read any of those messages, right?
No. John waved a nonchalant hand at the screen. They were still there when I got here, but I just deleted them.
That's not... They were written under extreme circumstances.
Nobody's at their best in those conditions. Except sometimes, maybe, you are.
So, what say you and me go and get some dinner and then...
John waggled his eyebrows. I got a bootleg copy of Close Encounters of the Third Kind from Sergeant Reimer. You want to hang out and watch?
Yeah,
Rodney said in visible relief.
Yeah, I'd like that a lot.
End.
What did you think? Comments and critique would both be welcome.
And please don't forget to leave feedback for the writer, Speranza.